My love, it's so good to see you. What's the matter? Did I poke you with one of my horns again? No? Then why did you try to push me away, sweetheart? Did I accidentally scratch you with my claws or something? You're not in the mood for kisses? Oh no, is everything okay? Here, come sit down. Tell me what's bothering you. I promise I can make it all better. Comfy? Good. Now, let me know what's troubling that pretty little head of yours. Oh? You want to talk about us? About our relationship? Baby, you're not about to say something stupid, are you? Okay. Go ahead. I'm all ears. What? You think we should break up? No. I'm not mad. I'm just thinking. This is very concerning, my love. I think we should address this right away. And I was feeling so generous today. You've really gone and soured my mood. May I ask what on earth gave you this idea? Ah, I see. You don't like how I treat you. You think I'm cruel. Baby, you know I only get like that when you do something wrong. If you did as you're told, I would never have to punish you, so you really have no one else to blame but yourself. No, honey, you say you don't need me, but look at you. I mean, you can't even speak to me without trembling like a leaf in the breeze. It's pathetic. How can I just let you run off when you so obviously need my protection? You wouldn't last a second on your own without my love. And you know it. So no, we're not breaking up. After all, didn't I tell you that demons mate for life? I couldn't give you up even if I wanted to. You're lucky you have such a supportive girlfriend who can stop you from making silly little mistakes like this. Don't argue with me. You're only pushing away because you're too stupid to realize that I'm the only thing that gives your sad little life any meaning. It really breaks my heart to see you being so ungrateful, but it's all right. No matter how badly you've hurt me, I'll always be there for you, because that's what a good partner does. Why don't you come a little closer so that we can have a chat about your disobedience? Hey, where are you going? I didn't tell you to get up. I'm starting to lose my patience with you. No, I'm not going to let go of your arm. I need to teach you a lesson about respecting our relationship. Shh, it's okay. You're confused right now, that's all. You just need a firm hand to show you the way. There we go. This is what you need. You need my arms to pin you down and remind you just how helpless you are. I really can't believe your selfishness. I made you a part of my life. I gave you everything. But I can see now that it's only made you complacent. So let me make things crystal clear for you. You are scum. You deserve nothing. Even these clothes are too good for you. Do you remember who you're talking to now? Do you remember your place? I can tear the clothes from your body like they're made of paper. And if I wanted to, I could crush you like a bug. I'm superior to you in every sense. Do you know how humiliated I would be if I got dumped by such a pathetic little man? I am not going to let you do that to me. I decide when we're done, not you. What's the matter? Are you getting scared? You don't like how quickly I get you all naked and vulnerable? Seeing your exposed muscles tense and tighten as you struggle to break free from my grip is... it's making my heart race. I can already feel the heat. The unbearable heat between my legs. If you don't want to be my boyfriend anymore, that's fine. You can be my bitch instead. It's a much more fitting title for you anyway. And now give me that cock, bitch. And don't you dare try to resist me. Oh my. So hard for me. I'm starting to think your little breakup attempt was just a ploy to get some attention. Is that true, my love? Don't fucking lie to me. If you didn't want this, you wouldn't be throbbing in my hand. Oh, you want me to take you. You want me to lift up my skirt just like this and pull my panties to the side. You really pissed me off. So I'm not going to go easy on you. I'm going to fuck all those disobedient thoughts right out of your stupid little skull. That's it, bitch. Take this pussy. Let me grab a fistful of your hair so I can yank your head forward. Look at it. Watch as my tight cunt devours your pathetic cock. I don't care if you don't want this. You need it. And if I hurt you, then that's too bad. I'm so sick of worrying if my pussy of a boyfriend can handle my love. No more. No more holding back. You're nothing, you understand? Nothing but a toy for me to use. And throw away. I can do whatever I want to you. I can dig my claws into your soft flesh until you scream for mercy. And there isn't a thing you can do to stop me. Oh, crying already? Really? What's the matter? Can't handle a little scratch? No, I know it hurts, but how else am I going to stop you from leaving me? I need to scratch you and bite you and mark you as my property. That's the only way you're going to learn who you belong to. And when you're all alone, you look down at all these marks on your body. And your dick will get so stiff when you remember how badly I ruined you. Open your mouth. Open it. That's what I think of you. You're a loser. Your brittle frame doesn't even have the strength to defy me. Stupid human. Why are you getting harder inside me, huh? Are you getting off on this? You like when I take my frustrations out on you? Good. At least your body still obeys me, even when your mind doesn't. That's it. Cry out for me. Your pathetic little voice is only making my cunt even wetter. More. I need more of you. Fuck up into me. Are you deaf? I said, buck those weak little hips, bitch. Or do you want to feel my claws again? Yeah. Thrust into my pussy just like that. Show me how good and obedient you can be. This is where you belong. Trapped inside me with no choice but to obey all my demands. You're getting close, aren't you? I can smell it on you. A stench of lust mixed with fear. Such a sweet aroma. Let me close my hands around your throat. It doesn't feel nice when you're deprived of air, does it? Can you feel the panic setting in? This is exactly what a life without me would feel like. Torturous. Hopeless. Suffocating. You need me like you need the air in your lungs. You need me like you need to come. You're almost there, aren't you? Let me bounce my ass as fast as I can. I'm gonna milk that load right out of your body. I know you can't breathe. You don't need to breathe to come. Just fill me up. Let my pussy squeeze your dick the same way I'm squeezing your throat. Don't pass out on me yet. Not until you've given me what's mine. Yes. Yeah, I can feel it. You're pumping me full of your pathetic cum. Fuck, shoot it all inside me like a good little bitch. Oh, good. Good bitch. You can breathe now. Release my grip on your neck. Be thankful I'm being merciful enough not to choke you out. Fuck, your cum feels good. It's making everything so slippery. Don't go soft on me yet. I'm not done with you. Shut up. I don't give a fuck that your cock is still sensitive. I don't care that you're still crying. I don't care that I hurt your precious little feelings. The only thing I care about, fuck, is using you for my pleasure. Stop fucking whining. I should be the one that's upset, not you. I invested all this time in you just to have you stab me in the back. I never thought you could be so heartless. But I can fix you. I know I can. You'll be perfect one day. And then we can be happy. No one is ever gonna have you. You're mine. Mine to scratch and claw and fuck and break. Ugh. fuck. Can you feel my pussy squeezing around your sensitive cock? Yeah. Oh, it's making you cry out, huh? You sound so fucking worthless. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a fucking pitiful display. Oh, it's gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my God, I'm coming all over your worthless cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Please. Please don't leave me. I need you. I need you. This is your home. You belong here with me. Oh, it's okay. You can cry. I know you feel bad about hurting me. Let it all out, sweetheart. I forgive you for trying to abandon me. I know you don't know any better sometimes. You're just too stupid to make your own decisions, aren't you? It's okay, sweetheart. I promise to always be there. To make sure you don't make any more mistakes. You're mine. Always. Forever.